You are listening to In the Window with DJ Tadpole. Oh, and Frogs. On Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on TuneIn. And visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org. The schedules, playlists, archives and more. This week, folks, we have a special guest joining us in the studio. I'd like to introduce you all to my Uncle Buffo. Say hi to the listeners, Uncle.
Hello there, listeners.
Now, Uncle, will you tell us about the first festival you went to?
Of course I will, young Tad. When I was a young toad just out of the pond, I went to a festival at Wheely and saw the Ecclebroughton band for the first time. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning and virtually all the hippies had crashed out in their tents, wrecked from all the gear they'd done the night before. When the Ecclebroughton band came on to do their set, they did Out Demons Out, and I saw a sight that night that I'll remember for the rest of my life. They didn't just wake the hippies up, they got them out of their tents and had them chanting along with the band. You will find this hard to believe, but they were chanting work. Yes, a field full of stoned hippies jumping up and down, shouting work, work, work. I'd never seen anything like it, and have not seen anything like it since.
So let's hear the Ecclebroughton band performing Out Demons Out. We don't have the Wheely recording, so I'll play the band at the first Glastonbury Fair held in June 1971.
To imagine that our work is for the glory. celebrate work. Can you imagine people today gathering together to celebrate work? Now, this is a long time ago. We want to all to say the magic word, work, with us. We want to all to say work, with us. Jesus!
Did you all join in at home? And did they live up to their promise to make you all higher than you were, no matter how high you were when they started? Now, Frogs, I believe you have a story about little Miss Mousie when she was really just little.
Yes, I'd taken Mousie to the Stonehenge Festival. She was about 2 and a half, and we had just arrived when we met Uncle Buffo. He told us about a guru he had found and insisted we came and listened to him. So I went along with Mousie to the marquee this guru was using. It was a really hot summer, so little Miss Mousie was just wearing a t-shirt to protect her from the sun. Anyway, we sat in the front row and this so-called guru rambled on for a while. Then he came over to Miss Mousie and said, "And what do you think of it all, little girl?" Miss Mousie didn't say anything. She just stood up and walked to the tent entrance, and then squatted down and did a huge shit right there in the entrance to the marquee, and then stood up and walked off. It was hilarious. Perfect timing and the perfect comment on the twat sermon.
Thanks, Grant. Well, I think we're overdue some more music. So let's have another set from the first Glastonbury Fair. It's Frog's favourite band, David Allen and Gong, with the somewhat absurdly titled Gladstone Buried Filled in Flash and Fresh Fest Footprints in My Memory.
Because I'm really groovy. This band has come all the way from Paris. just to do this one gig. And included in the band is a gentleman called David Allen, who used to be lead guitarist with the Song Machine. This is David Allen and Gong.
That's where I am, says the man. I count out my number of
Ha 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 Peter.
Ito. David. 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 Peter.
Your specimen of magnificent toad cake was particularly strawberry tonight.
Thank you. Transmission Planet Gong Gnome Anvil Direct de la Planet Gong.
Une sous la
la planète
Gong. Gong,
gong,
le 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 gong, le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le gong,
le
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Tadpole. Oh. and frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on TuneIn and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Now, as it's the holiday season, we would like to perform a little festive drama for you. It's a blatant rip-off of a Baby Snooks script from April 1939, the tadpole as Snooks, frogs as Daddy, and Uncle Buffo as the policeman.
It's 2 days before Christmas, and having left Miss Mousie at the local pub after a night out, Frogs has returned home to put Tadpole to bed.
Now, don't make any noise.
Why?
Because it's past midnight and you'll disturb the neighbours. Come on.
I ain't sleepy, Grandpa.
Well, I am. I have to go to work in the morning.
Why?
I've been asking myself the same question for 15 years.
Don't you like to work, Gramps?
Like to work? Why? I love it.
No, you don't.
Just the same. We've got to get some sleep. I've got to go to work and you've got to go to school.
I know what, Gramps. Let's play hooky.
Tadpole, don't let me hear you say anything like that again. The very idea. Wish I had the nerve to take him up on it.
Huh?
Nothing. Now, watch your step. It's awfully dark here. Now, where's my door key? Fuck, it's gone.
What's the matter, Gramps?
We've walked all the way back from town, and now I can't get into the house. Isn't that great?
You like it?
No, I don't like it. We've got to get into this house.
Ring the bell, Gramps.
Ring the bell? Don't be silly, there's no one home.
Yes, there is.
Now listen, we're both outside, and Miss Mousie is still down the pub. Now who could be in the house?
Sally Squirrel.
What would she be doing in this house?
She lives here. We live next door.
Are you kidding? Shit, it is the wrong house. Why do they build these houses all alike?
It's cheaper.
Come on quick, before the old cow wakes up.
Buy me some ice cream.
Now I'm warning you, Tad, you'd better not start that ice cream stuff tonight.
I'm warning you, Gramps, you'd better buy it.
What?
Then I'll wake Sally Squirrel up and tell her you said she was an old cow.
Come away from there, little monster. Take your finger off that bell.
You buy me some ice cream?
Oh, yes.
What kind?
Any kind. Any kind at all.
Vanilla?
Yes, vanilla.
I don't like vanilla.
Tadpole, please. Oh, listen. Grandpa's knackered. Take your finger off that bell and come with me. I won't be angry with you.
All right, Grandpa.
Still don't know how we'll get into our house. I'll probably have to try and force a window.
I'll break it with a rock, Grandpa.
Shh! Put that rock down. You wake up the whole street. Wait a minute. I'll get the flashlight out of my rucksack. What are you crying about?
I don't know.
You're just sleepy. I'll have you in bed in a minute. Now, hold your flashlight. I'll try and get the window open.
All right. Grandpa!
Keep quiet. Oh, it's pretty solid.
I want some ice cream.
Listen, Tad, there's some ice cream left in the freezer. If you promise not to talk, I'll give you some.
How much?
You'll get your share. Just hold that torch and don't talk.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'll have to break this catch. I can't open it.
All right, buddy, get away from that window.
Huh? Oh, hello, officer.
Never mind that hello stuff. I've got you covered. Trying to break in, huh?
But I live here, officer.
A likely story.
But of course I do. Ask the child.
What about it, kid? Does he live here?
I ain't talking.
Why not?
He told me not to.
Oh, pretty slow, breaking them in young. Hey, Fagin?
Fagin? What is this? Now you look here. My name is DJ Frogs. This is my grandson. We both live in this house. I've forgotten my door key, that's all. Isn't that right, Tadpole?
I ain't talking.
You can tell the policeman. Forget what I said before.
What did you say before?
He said I'd get my share if I don't talk.
Ha! Splitting the loot, eh? Come along with me, the pair of you.
Oh, what are you talking about, splitting the loot? I promised him a share of ice cream if he kept quiet.
Brother, that's the best one yet for a second story, mate. Ice cream, oh.
Funny, ain't it?
Now this has gone far enough.
Shocking, Grandpa.
Shut up. Now look here, officer.
I've had my eye on you for the last 10 minutes, while you were trying to break into this house.
We haven't been here for 10 minutes, have we, Tadpole?
No, we were trying to get in next door.
Cracking two joints in one night, huh? Come on, I'll call the wagon.
Yeah, call the wagon.
Oi, oi, you keep your hands off me. I can prove I live here. Here's my card and my driving licence. Now look at them.
Well, that's the name and address, all right. How do I know you live here? Maybe you pinched the wallet.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Tadpole, tell the policeman. Do we live in this house?
No.
Tadpole, why did you say that?
Because I want to ride in the wagon.
Oh, you see, officer, the child is just being contrary.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
Oh, stop that. Tell the policeman who we are.
Huh?
Tell him who we are.
Punch and Judy. Ain't that funny, Grandpa?
Ain't that funny, Grandpa?
Yeah. Well, I suppose you look all right. I guess I can take a chance and let you go.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Need any help?
No thanks, officer. I can manage to get in.
Well, good night.
Good night. Pot-bellied flatfoot. You say something.
You say pot...
Shh! No, nothing at all, officer.
You choke me.
Wait until I get you inside.
Good job the pig didn't think to search you, ain't it?
What?
You have those ears you scored for Christmas.
Oh, shit, yes, I've forgotten.
And the dope Miss Mousy gave you to stash.
Fuck.
And the two tubs of acid.
All right, don't go on.
And a bag of mushrooms.
Okay.
And the whiz.
Shut up. First, I've got to get this fucking window open.
Grandpa?
Now listen, you. This time I really mean it. If you say one more word before we get in the house, I'll spank your ass.
But I...
You heard me. Not one more word until we get in the house. I'm going to break the window. There. Now stay there until I climb in. Why did she have to put that glass bong by the window? Broken down dope. All right, come in now, Tadpole.
Can I talk now, Grandpa?
Yes, what is it?
There's a key under the doormat.
Why didn't you tell me before? What are you yelling about? I haven't hit you.
But you will.
You're fucking right I will.
Now to see us out, let's go back to customary with two tracks. First, Mark Boland and Sunken Rags, followed by David Bowie and Supermen.
It's a shame in sunken rags the way you lay me down. It's a shame the way you have me in the electric school. Oh, oh, I was brave to call your name out in the alleyway. It's a shame the way you treat me. Love is gonna be, it's gonna be your sins. Right on, love is gonna be, it's gonna be your sins. It's a shame with broken brain the way you smile on me. I'm a bird that rise upon the wind of oh, 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 oh. It's a shame how you unzip my winter poetry. It's a shame the way you treat me like a fool. So right on, fight on, love is gonna your sins fight on.
But all the world was very young. Mountain magic heavy hung. The supermen would walk in file, guardians of a loveless isle, and gloomy browed with super fear. Their endless tragic lives could heave no sigh. In solemn perverse serenity, wondrous beings chained to life. Strange games they would play then. No death for the perfect men. Life rose into one for them. So softly a super god cries. Where all were minds in unithought, hours weird by mystics taught. No pain, no joy, no power too great, colossal strength to grasp a fate. Where sad-eyed mermen tossed in slumbers, nightmare dreams no mortal mind could hold. Man would tear his brother's flesh, a chance to die, to turn to mold. Far out in the red sky,
an enhanced playlist with links, photos, etc. at my blog, a link to which you can find on the Spirit Plants Radio main page, or go to madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. Well, that's it for this year. Have a good solstice, Hanukkah, Christmas, Beltane, or whatever it is you celebrate at this time, and we will hope to see you all next year.